And tonight's game brought to you in part by Smash Burger. Smashed fresh, served delicious on the corner of Route 70 and Cedarbridge Avenue right here in Brick.
First quarter in the books, second about to start here. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams on the Shore Sports Network. 17-10, it is Manasquan with the advantage, being paced right now by Sam Sullivan, who's got 8. 5 off the bench from Stella Clark and 4 from Marina Mabry. Emily Uribe, the leading scorer for St. John Vianney, with 3. Manasquan starting with the basketball here, moving left to right. Sullivan at the foul line, looking for Hart, cutting through. Pass bumped away a couple of times. Loose ball, though, comes to Sullivan. Hageman was open, wanted to shoot, but now will pull back out and flip up top for Hart. She'll take a 3, top of the key, back rim no good. Long rebound will trickle its way back out to Sullivan, and Manasquan will reset with 35 seconds gone by here. Mabry. And a whistle comes on the floor. So quick off the dribble. Tough assignment for anybody right now on the Vianney side to keep track of Marina Mabry. Baseline inbound play, flipped in quickly. Ball picked up by Molly Bryant, who checks into the game. Now loose ball, steal by Berrion. Vianney in transition, steal by Mabry, back the other way. One on one, right side layup up and in. 6 for Mabry and a 9-point advantage for Manasquan, their biggest edge of the evening. Gallagher feeding up top. This is Caponegro, going to try a 3. That's off the mark. Bryant had a crack at the rebound, saved from going out of bounds by Vianney. Berrion on the drive, she's fouled, and will go to the line for 2 more.
That one should be on Mabry. Lancers have not showed a lot of patience at times on the offensive end, Matt. They've taken some what I think are bad shots, even for them. And they've missed them badly where the ball has bounced out, and it's a chance for the Warriors, if they grab the rebound, to go down on the break on the other end.
Berrion with a free throw has 4. Cuts the lead to 8. She has the second one. As Kevin said, that foul on Mabry, her first, team's 3rd. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Manasquan, and Mabry will calmly walk it up court this time. Checked by Caponegro. Lost the dribble for a second. Leaves up top for Molly Bryant, one of the seniors on this team. Sullivan, nice post move inside. Lefty hook shot off the mark, no good. Loose ball comes to Gallagher, and Vianney out on the attack. Campbell will give to Uribe. Back to Campbell, will drive, stop at the foul line and get it to go. Kelly Campbell, the team's leading scorer, finally on the board with her first 2 of the night. Again, half-court pressure. Hageman left wide open. She hasn't been able to buy anything so far tonight. Loose ball fought for. And we will have a foul on Courtney Hageman. Frustration foul for sure. Her first, team's 4th.
Matt, she has had a miserable shooting year, shooting just 35% from the field, largely because from three-point land, she's 26 for 113 coming through the game, and she is 0 for about 5 tonight.
And unfortunately, that's her game, shooting the ball from the outside. Foul coming here as Molly Bryant trips up Uribe. All of a sudden, Manasquan accumulating some fouls. Bryant's 1st, team's 5th. You see and probably hear, not see, hear some clapping in the background. That's for Claire Stefanelli, who will rejoin her team with a big bag of ice and under the power of crutches. Campbell leaves off for Gallagher, right side. Berry on top of the key. Going to drive down the left. Use the glass and get it to go. A little run here for St. John Vianney. The lead down to 4, 19-15. Full court pressure again by Vianney. Mabry with the dribble. Breaks it. Stutter move into the lane, and she'll get called for a travel.
This might be a time for Lisa Kokoda to call a timeout because, as you said, the Lancers are on their best run of the game. They've gotten it within 4, and she is going to call a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Matt, we did find out that the injury or the apparent injury to Stefanelli is not the knee she had hurt a couple of years ago. It's the other knee. Frankly, I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
I don't know either at this point.
You know, and we're not going to diagnose or anything. She has come out to join her teammates on the bench with ice wrapped around her leg. So obviously her night is over. But we are hoping that it's nothing serious, and that's where things stand. But as you said, Vianney on a pretty good run here, sparked by Berriant, who's got six, including three here in the quarter. And Vianney now with a chance to cut it to within two or maybe even one with a three.
5:20 to go here in the second quarter, 19-15, Manasquan. Campbell. Leaving up top, Uribe. Around the perimeter, Gallagher going to dump it down to Caponegro. Kick out for Berriant, left side. Now right flip for Campbell. Here's Caponegro. Step in. Three is good. Nope, just a two. Step in from the line. And a 7-0 run right now for St. John Vianney. Clark breaking the pressure. She'll drive. Stutter move. A little bit of a bump. No call. Down on the floor, Addy Masonius, who just checked into the game. Loose ball scramble, and St. John Vianney can continue their run as they clear the loose ball. Gallagher with it, left perimeter. Inside, Berriant will kick back out. Gallagher has it, now shaded left top of the key. Little more left, that's a three. Off the mark from Uribe. And a loose ball tie-up down low. Sullivan and Berriant coming together. And on the possession hour, it will be Lancer basketball. Manasquan scored the first basket of this second quarter to go up nine and has not scored since. Gallagher will put the ball in play. This is Caponegro at the foul line. Flipping back for Gallagher. Her three is off the mark. Long rebound. Can't be tracked down by anyone in white. It'll go out of bounds and the ball going back to Manasquan. Into the game for the Lancers. Kelly Crouch checking in. Zopiro checking back in. Full court pressure.
And it has been the defense that has turned things around, forced a couple of turnovers, and led to baskets at the other end.
Mabry checked here by Campbell. Will pull back out, set the offense as we come up on the midpoint of this second quarter. Clark harassed by Crouch. Masonius leaves off for Mabry, weaving her way through traffic. Wanted the foul, not going to get it, and Vianney comes away with a loose ball. Crouch in transition. The feed inside. Piro gets it to go, and the foul. Off balance from down low, and the transfer from North Jersey paying dividends here for Vianney to tie the score at 9 plus 1. Give that foul to Sam Sullivan, her first, team's sixth. Kimmy Evans back into the game for Vianney. Katie Berriant will take a seat on the bench. Piero's free throw is good. She's got three. And Vianney has the lead all of a sudden. 20-19. Mabry leaving for Clark. Open, left corner, three. On the way is good. Clark's got two threes in the game. 8 points. Manasquan the lead back, 22-20.
How about that for a freshman? You know, Matt, it seems like Manasquan is trying to force pace, and they're trying to beat the Lancers down court. The problem is at times they've gotten a little bit out of control. It's resulted in turnovers. But that time, Clark did a good job getting the ball in the corner and hitting the open three.
Clark will run the point here for Manasquan as Vianney falls back out into a 2-3 zone. An attacking 2-3 zone. Clark open again. Left that three short from the top of the key. This will be Crouch to push it up court for Vianney. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 22-20 Manasquan. Campbell around a screen. No roll as Crouch lost it. Last touch, however, by Clark trying to grab it. And it will be Vianney basketball in front of the Manasquan bench. Gallagher back in. Campbell will take a breather for Vianney. In the backcourt safely to Kelly Crouch. Gets a screen, goes away from it. Check by Masonius, long three from Gallagher. That's off the mark. Offensive rebound by Evans. Righty hook shot, no good. Mabry clears the defensive glass for Manasquan. Will push up court. Sullivan step in from the foul line. Now it's Masonius. 2.5 to go. Sullivan out of the high post will get called for 3 seconds in the lane. Wheels have kind of come off a bit here for Manasquan.
Good news is they have a 2-point lead, so no time to panic or anything like that. Just got to get the game back under control.
Three ball in the right corner. That's off the mark from Uribe. Evans inside with the rebound for Vianney. Fouled on her way back up and will go to the line for two. That foul, I believe, will be charged to Addie Masonius. It'll be her first, team's seventh. So Vianney will shoot free throws for the remaining part here of this first half. First foul shot on the way by Evans is good.
You know, Vianney is clearly winning the battle of the offensive backboards. They're getting second and third chances, which Manasquan is not getting. The Warriors' bigs underneath, especially Sam Sullivan, just need to do a better job of boxing out.
Sullivan got off to such a quick start, too. Had the 8 points. Pretty good off the glass as well. Free throw miss. Loose ball picked up by Vianney. Now the turnover comes back to Manasquan. Hart corrals it for the Big Blue. 2 minutes to go. The pace has turned frantic here in this one. Manasquan up by a point. Sullivan, the feed inside, gets it. Working against Evans, who blocked the shot. Loose ball picked up by Campbell. The defensive pressure for Vianney has gotten pretty hot. Inside, Evans scoops around Sullivan for her second basket of the night. She's got five, and Vianney the lead back 23-22. Clark off the drive. This is Ford, the three ball. No good. Clark keeps it alive. Missed the putback, and Vianney won't allow Manasquan another chance there. Three this time is off the mark. That one was from Gallagher. Manasquan with the loose ball with 70 seconds left. Mabry, I think, wisely will slow the pace here a bit. Mabry gets it back, working against Pirro. Stutter move, drives her all the way into the paint. Again, looking for the foul. Didn't come. Triple team defense for Vianney.
And great discipline by the Lancers not to foul. Good fundamental defense.
Here's Pirro at the foul line. Will take the jumper. Side rim no good. Loose ball picked up by Clark. Up ahead of the field for Ford. One-on-one with Pirro. Ford with a nice drive to the basket. Her first basket of the evening and gives Manasquan the 24-23 lead with 30 seconds to go. Campbell will hold here. It looks like Vianney will hold for one. Checked by Clark with 15 seconds. Campbell gets the screen. Drives past one and another and then is bumped on her way to the basket. This will be a one and one as it'll be the eighth team foul on Manasquan. It'll be charged to Eva Hart, her first, but as we say, the team's eighth, and Kelly Campbell will have a one and one. Excellent free throw shooter. Best of the regular players for Vianney, 86%. First one on the way is good. Younger sister of former Wall standout Catherine Campbell.
She was a good player.
1,000-point scorer.
Yes, she was.
Second one on the way by Campbell, also good. She's got four. And the lead for Vianney again with 7 seconds to go. Clark with a pass up court. Sullivan will turn. Nobody in her face. Lets the foul line jumper go no good. Hageman can't get anything off before the clock expires. And St. John Vianney with a very impressive 15-7 second quarter will head into the locker room leading this one 25-24.
Well, tale of two quarters, right? Manasquan, you know, got out to the good start, as you said, when after scoring the first basket of the second quarter, had a 9-point lead and then kind of offensively, it fell apart. The Lancers made a good run. I think with Vianney, every time I've ever seen him play, Matt, over the years, their defense fuels their offense. They played outstanding defense in that second quarter. And as you said, on three or four occasions, a Manasquan player driving to the basket looking for the foul and not getting it because the Lancers playing great defense and not those sloppy fouls, reaching in, doing things like that. Again, that's just outstanding coaching, and that's why Vianney has been a perennial power, and that's why they were able to come back from that 9-point deficit and take a 1-point lead into halftime.
Leading here 25-24. We step out for 2 minutes. We're back with more of our coverage of the girls' semifinal Shore Conference tournament. Second game to follow, number 2 St. Rose, number 3 Manasquan. This one at the break, game number 1, St. John Vianney up by a point. We're back in 2 minutes on the Shore Sports Network.